Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today.
Are there really rules for a rap battle? Let's get started.
Hey there, and welcome back to Tweet Trends. Today, I want to talk about one of my first loves, and that would be music. When I tell you that I've had an affinity towards music long before I started working at the radio station, music could cheer me up. Music could make me sad. Music could do all of the things. And even to the point where I don't think there is a single genre of music that I haven't been able to find at least one song that I'm like, oh yeah, but that one right there. Yeah. Now, not saying that every genre and every group is my jam, because no, that's not the case. But what I can say is that, like, when I was in college, I would have friends come to my room and they kind of walk in looking all crazy, like, what in the world are you listening to? It's because I was very open-minded when it came to music, and I could rock out to just about anything. So, having said all of that, I want to talk about music. More importantly, the rap lane. These guys in this rap lane. Now, people, just random people that I've been seeing on social media, have had a lot to say about the fate of rap presently. And they were feeling like, you know, it's starting to fall off and somebody needs to do something. And I don't know if these people started praying to the rap gods or they did some type of voodoo magic or whatever, but they got what they were asking for. So I want to talk about that whole beef situation. I know that, you know, it's been going on for a little while now, but I do want to talk about that. And then we're going to close out and mention a little bit about Taylor Swift. Yes, Tay Tay all day day. But she's loosely tied to it. Her name was mentioned. But I do want to talk about her new album that she had that came out recently. Just because. Yeah, I just want to talk about that too. So without further ado, let's get started. Rap battles. They've been happening since the beginning of rap. And some people thrive off of rap battles. They're eager to hear who's got beef with who. I really don't understand it, because when I look at it, there's enough fans out there for everybody. We really got to be beefing? Like, why? What's the purpose other than for attention? It's just like on the small scale in, say, a school setting, and you've got the bully. And the bully does stuff to some kids just to get attention from other ones. You know, it doesn't have to be like that. But that we're talking about this, if we go back in the day, there are some iconic rap battles out there. You might think of things like KRS-One and MC Shan, or Boogie Down Productions and the Juice Crew, Jay-Z and Nas, Ice Cube and N.W.A., Eazy-E and Dr. Dre, Cool Moe Dee and everybody, Busy B, LL, you know, whoever's standing close to Cool Moe Dee, he won the battle, it seems like. And then you have the sad one in the group, Tupac and Biggie. Now, people in and of the rap community, they look at rap as like a sport. And it must be a contact sport, because it's like no holds barred when it comes to the lyrics, even down to the point where one guy that I don't remember if I was reading what he said or listening to what he said, but he's like, the stuff that's said in a rap battle doesn't even have to be true. And I'm like, excuse me? Hello? If I'm in a rap battle with you, I'm going to be bringing the truth. Now, I might have to massage the truth a little. I'm not saying to stretch it, but just to get it to be that it'll rhyme with something else,
I might have to massage it a little. But it's going to be the truth, right? But this dude was like, all this stuff doesn't have to be true. And I'm like, well, in my mind, if you're not bringing the truth, then I'm bringing my law team and we going for defamation. And if you really about your business and you really want to have this battle, know that it's going to be taking place on the airwaves and in the courtroom. Just saying. But anyway, so like I said, that guy was saying that and I was like blown away. Like, really? Is that what we're coming to now? We're making up stuff. So right now, there's two battles going on. There's one that's been going on for a little bit and another one that just recently popped off. So let's start with the most recent one. That's Chris Brown and Quavo. Whew. I'm going to say this. Chris Brown was plain old disrespectful in the stuff that he was saying. That's just bottom line. And on top of that, the women that got caught in the crosshairs as well. Ouch. Okay. So now another thing that I've been kind of trying to get the pulse of what people were thinking is, so if there's a rap battle and shots are fired and people that weren't the direct aim for the shots, if they get hit too, is it okay if those people jump into the fight as well and you know, stand up for themselves or whatever? Because I'm looking at this like, okay, these females that are being dragged in with all of this nonsense, that's just not cool to me. Not cool at all. And it's like, so if I'm a female and a rapper, can't I come in and say something? But people are kind of like, no, you know, you just let people beef if they're beefing. Yeah, I hear you. I would have to say something, but that's just the petty in me. But anyway, so like I said, Chris Brown, he was disrespectful. Quavo, on the other hand, he was disrespectful in a different way as far as I was concerned, because his stuff seemed a little bit more threatening and harmful. And I don't like that idea, that air about music, because it takes me back to Tupac and Biggie. So I really wasn't feeling what Quavo had to say, simply because it just seemed rather violent. So that's all I'm going to say on those two. Other than, too, the fact that because Chris Brown is a singer, then it's kind of like the joke that, you know, you let an R&B guy be like one of the hardest battle rappers because of the disrespectful stuff he was saying. Just saying. But okay, we're going to leave that one alone. Now, let's go to the one that's kind of been going on for a little bit longer, and that's Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Drake. Big three. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. So Kendrick Lamar, he hops in with a verse, and it seemed like he had phlegm on his chest, and he was just trying to cough that up. He had something on his chest that he needed to get it off. And that's what he did. He said some things, right? And then when J. Cole jumps in and he replies, everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's on now. You know, they're excited because that thing that everybody was praying for in rap was happening. Stuff was heating up. But then when J. Cole turned around and apologized 48 hours later, everybody's kind of like, he is messing things up. Why did he do that? What is that all about? And, you know, so I'm like, okay, J. Cole turned into J. Soul. He's like, I got a spirit to protect. I want to go to heaven. That's what it seemed like to me. He was like, y'all ain't going to cause me to go to hell. So I'm going to apologize because I didn't want to do this in the first place. And I can only imagine that there were probably people pushing him like, man, when you going to say something, what you going to say? When you going to do something, what you just going to let him say? I get it. I get it. So people were straight up in their feelings because they're like, why did he do that? Does he not know that that is not the way of rap?
That ain't how we do things here. Even to the point. So this one right here, I was today years old, guy. Did you know that Suge Knight has a podcast? I had to kind of take a step back and be like, wait a minute, isn't he in jail? So the name of his podcast is called Collect Call. OMG. Go on YouTube and look it up. This man is serving 28 years for manslaughter, but he has a whole podcast that is active. It's currently active. Yeah. AI is something else, because you watch it on YouTube and they've got animations, and you got to see it. If you have not heard about this or seen it, you got to check it out. Collect Call. Check it out. Anyway, but Suge Knight was even chiming in on it and was not pleased that J. Cole went and kind of took a step back and apologized and was like, you know what? I'm going to leave myself open. And if you want to take another swing, go right ahead, because I'm done. I'm not doing this. But then Petty Betty decided they was finally going to do something. Drake. Yeah. Drake is petty. That's all I got to say about that. Drake is petty. And so because Kendrick Lamar was on that song with a bunch of other people, you know, Metro Boomin, who else? Future. He took shots at everybody. Rick Ross. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. Have you heard the pew, pew song? I'm sorry. I know. Keep it together, Vet. But I have to look it up because I can't remember the name of it. But I know in the song they tell him pew, 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 pew. Okay. Going back to what I was talking about. Anyway, so Drake took shots at all of them. And, you know, Rick Ross, he decides that he's going to come back and, you know, he's got to clap back. And then they are going back and forth on X, like, you said this, oh, your mama this, oh, white boy this, da da da. Okay, too much. Okay, so now we're going back to the playground. You know, we're doing an ABC move. What? Why are we doing little kid games? But anyway. It's not like Drake hasn't had to battle people. You know, Drake versus Meek Mill, Drake versus Pusha T, Drake versus Ye. So I'd like to think that people know that if they take a shot at Drake, he's going to come back. It may not be immediate. It might be, who knows? You know, he took a little minute to come back and say something. And, you know, he commented about the fact that J. Cole apologized, basically. He gave his little opinion on that. He did all the things. But then he got extra with it. Because then why did he drop the tailor-made freestyle? With AI of Snoop and Tupac. To the point now where Tupac's estate is like, hey, get rid of that or we're coming for you. Seriously? Why was that necessary? And the crazy thing, too, is that dropped on the same day that Taylor Swift's album dropped. So TaylorMade, Taylor Swift, he had comments about that whole situation, Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar, you know, their work situation or whatever. And yeah, it's a lot, y'all. So just like the Captain America Civil War, we've got this rap Civil War going and people are picking sides and whatnot. And it's just like, why can't these rap Avengers just get along? Why can't they work together? But clearly the culture wants it like this. They feel like every now and then we got to have a little bit of drama in our lives. And so there you go, guys. There you have it. There goes your drama. Enjoy. Now, Taylor Swift was kind of sort of pulled into this drama as well. Like I said, Drake dropped the TaylorMade freestyle on the 19th, which is the same day that Taylor Swift dropped the Tortured Poets Department album, her 11th album. I think it's got like 31 songs on it. Like, oh my gosh, just make two albums. Why so many? But anyway, even on her album, people are talking about the diss track, and that one would be Guilty as Sin. But, you know, I'm not even here for that. That's not even the one. The song that stood out to me was But Daddy, I Love Him. That song right there. So whenever Taylor Swift drops an album, a single, anything, people automatically, as soon as they can see all of the lyrics and know what she's saying, they automatically want to start trying to figure out who she's talking about in this song. Who you think this one's about? And I'm not even here for that. I don't care who she's talking about. But what I am here for is her genius. When I tell you this song right here is genius. This woman is a genius. And why do I say that? I say that because But Daddy, I Love Him. Who can't relate to even just the title? Other than like a dude. Dudes might not be able to relate to it, but females, I'm pretty sure the vast majority of women have experienced that very situation or something very close to it. So in creating a song like this, you are creating ties to the masses. And I might not even be into her style of music, but let me hear that and have had that type of experience in my past. And now all of a sudden we're besties because you can see me, Taylor. You feel my pain because you sang it in the song. Not only have I heard somebody else say that, I've said it myself. And so this song resonated just off of the fact that hearing that took me back to a place when I said those words to my father, and he gave me the biggest hug that he had ever given me in his whole entire life, other than when I got married and we're doing the father-daughter dance. When I tell you, crying into my dad's chest about how I love this guy. And in my situation, dude had broke up with me and I was devastated. And my dad was there to pick up the pieces. He was like, you know, he didn't treat his own mother that great. What made you think he would treat you any better? Now, granted, I didn't need the I told you so's type situations. But bottom line is just the title of that song is powerful. But it's genius. Because how can you deny something like that when so many people have been down that path? So I just wanted to bring that one up. Like I said, I've heard other young ladies say that and, you know, talk to them about, well, why, you know, because I know, and just like all of you know, that when you have situations like that, where a young lady is into a guy that you can clearly see is no good for her, the more you try to push and be like, stop, no, don't, all you're doing is pushing them closer together. All you're doing is pushing them closer together. So it's kind of like you got to fall back and be like, all right, so I'm going to let this thing run its course. And at some point in the game, she's going to realize that he's no good for her. And she's going to do the breakup thing on her own or whatever. Now, in Taylor Swift's song, it seems like the dad, in the end, warms up to the guy. But the times that I've seen it, that wasn't the case. It was, he wasn't any good, and it was the breakup that was causing the sentence to be said. Yeah. So, like I said, I love music. I love this song. And yeah, Taylor's a genius. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. Going back to the thing that I was talking about where the guy had said that the topics and information in a rap battle doesn't have to be true. If we're talking someone's opinion on money, who's the best, whose house is bigger or whatever, sure. Opinion all day. I don't care. But when we start talking serious stuff about people, about their families and things like that, I'm thinking you should keep it 100. I'm just saying, when you start making up stuff, I think that's when people start getting in their feelings and when things can kind of go off the rails and get a little violent. So in my personal opinion, I think when it comes to rap battles, we got to keep it real. And, you know, whoever wins, wins, because there's no prize for it. And the end of the day, you don't get a Grammy for the best rap battle. So unless somebody decides to create that award, and I don't know, they're going to have to go back and give some old heads some awards just because those battles are still talked about to this day. And talking about things that are talked about to this day, as far as Taylor Swift and the Tortured Poets Department, I would love to know what your favorite song is. And if you're not a Swiftie, I say, hey, take a listen. You never know. You just might like it. So again, I want to know your idea on both topics, on the battles, on the songs. And in order to do that, you have to find me. But you know where I am, on X and Instagram at Hey Yvette. That's at HEYEVETTE. Or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends.